We hear there's someone in the group who sings in Arabic, and we were hoping to hear a song.
Okay.
I'm not sure you want to hear it.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sing, no.
Look, well, the guys sing yeah. in
Arabic.
It's
a lady, All of us are going to join her, okay?
Okay.
يا غريب لما تسأل أحبابك اللي يحبونك يناموا الليل عيونك أنا بفكر فيك تبعد عني وتنساني محتاجك جنبي ترعاني نسيني جروحي وأحزاني أنا مستجلع عنيك يا حبيبي لا تروح بعيد انت نصيبي انت في قلبي الوحيد انت اللي في قلبي والله نسيك الدنيا كلها
الدنيا كلها
يا 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 يا
Now it's your turn guys You like that?
Yeah,
hey guys, did you like that?
It's
yeah.
beautiful. Who is that? That sounds
Without
really familiar.
No, no, really. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can be her agent. You can get to her through me.
Well, it's your turn again.
What are you going to sing for us, folks?
Oh.
There is a rocker among you.
An American song.
Come on.
No, no, we
yeah,
said they're
no,
supposed to
do their Arabic again. Then after it, English.
No, in English.
As an example, do you have a rocker among you?
Oh, you guys, you want this to be aired on air, and we don't want to sing here because none of us are talented singers. Nobody's going to want to listen to us, seriously.
Come on.
Are there any requests?
Do you guys know the...
Well, I request a song for Sepultura. No, come on.
That's too hard. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we don't know who that is.
We all know
we are going to have
nothing
else better by Metallica.
Nothing else
would be great. We are going to know. So close, no matter how far.
How about Nat King Cole?
Do you know that
love.
One?
Yeah.
No, something is slow. Something that you can understand. For example, something for Lone Star. I'm already there or something. No, they have to choose the song, okay? Let them do the choice.
I know L. is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. And E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two. And love can make it take my heart, but please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
That was great. Good job. Just to hear that.
So good.
That's so nice.
So now we want to hear a joke from you before ending this program. Come on, a laughy one. Because you won't laugh, it won't be a laugh. You don't have any compliments, so it's better be a laughy one, okay? Go ahead, a funny one.
I
think he meant today.
Keith
has got now, not today. I meant now.
Hi, my name's Keith. I'm recording this and setting it all up. But this is a joke. This kind of, for English students, it might be pretty funny. It's a question. What's brown and sticky?
Brown and what?
Sticky.
Chocolate.
No.
Chocolate.
Next guess.
Brown and sticky?
Yeah. A stick.
That's sticking up, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid to tell it for you, but I think
that was not our finest moment.
S-H-I-T.
Okay, we're going to challenge you to a contest. Who can tell the worst joke?
Worst joke?
I think the Americans are winning.
Once there was those two gangsters, okay? There was an American gangster and an Australian gangster. So the Australian gangster arrives to America and wanders the streets. So the American gangster goes, "You came to die." Okay? So the Australian gangster goes, "No, I came yesterday."
Ha, 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 ha,
That was good. That was good. That was good.
Well, thank you all so much for sharing all of your stories and your humor and your passion. And we really hope to stay in touch with you, and we will broadcast this as widely as we can. And so give your emails to Rumsey, and Sunita has something to say.
Oh, guys, I was talking to Leah, actually, and she gave the speech with students, and she asked them, you know, for those of you who are for war and who are not for war, it doesn't matter, tell us, why are you basing this on? Like, do you know any Iraqi students there or any people there that you can, you know, associate yourself with? And it's really sad that none of us know any of you, and none of us know what your lives are like and what you guys do, and we can relate to you in most of the things we talk about. So having this conversation, I really feel like I have some friends over there, and hopefully we can come and visit you guys one day, and we'll definitely try our best to do so. And we hope you guys come see us too.
God willing.
Yes. Inshallah.
You are most welcomed here.
Thank you.
Shukran.
You're welcome. Can come with Ramsey the next time.
Yes.
He'll pay for the
No, he's not paying. Ramsey's a wealthy guy.
Well, we don't want to go, but we feel like this is a good time to say goodbye.
From each one. A final word from each one.
I guess I'll start. I was telling the people here earlier, I started doing research on Iraq about a year and a half ago, knowing next to nothing about it, and it's become one of the most important issues and concerns of my life. I'm so privileged to have gotten to speak with you all today, and I wish you the best over the next troubling times.
Well, our final word, maybe. Well, okay, my final word. It's gonna be, let's say, WELOVEU. Okay?
We love you too.
Yeah. It's Ahmed. My word is, I hope we survive the coming week. And I hope we live to talk to you again. I hope so. We all hope so, right?
Yes. Yes. This is my hope too. And my wish to talk to you again and to see this group and all the around us. And no, I have something. I have another hope. It's directed to you guys. I hope you can broadcast this dialogue conversation without getting yes.
Yeah, not like Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You don't want to piss me off again.
You can consider it as a favor for me and for the Iraqi people. To broadcast this conversation for the American people. I'd love to hear if I live that this program was broadcasted by you, especially Michelle and Leah. Especially.
This is Rumsey interrupting.
Yeah.
I think we probably should wrap up. I don't think people want to wrap up, and that's why this is going on.
We are having the same problem.
So you guys want to designate one person to go ahead and make a final statement, and we'll designate one person, and that's it. We'll call quits.
Okay.
Yeah, Leron has something to say.
We all hope that one day all our children can play together in a world free of fear, free of bombs, and filled with peace and love.
Okay, Forrest, yeah, that was good. First of all, I'd like to thank you so much for this nice and cute and generous opportunity, and hope it will happen again and again. And I'd also like to thank all of you for being patient, for standing us all this time, just like we did. And I'd just like to invite you to listen for a song for Bob Dylan, which says, how many lives must die to say too many lives has died? The answer is, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Listen to it. It's a nice song.